mental goodness. It's Big Ray, the voice of dissent, back at ya with a little bit of truth from the other side of the coin. Gotta be the voice of dissent this morning. A lot of things going on, a lot of exciting things. I'm very pumped up about life right now, and I just want to share. But I'm just going to share my thoughts, and we'll go from there. But a little message from the voice of dissent. I got a question for people. Why do we ask the question, was it worth it? And I get in the context of why we ask this question. We do this a lot in life. You know, we ask this to druggies. We ask this to burnouts. We ask this to people in jail. We ask this to rock stars that get a little crazy. We ask this to burnout wrestlers. We ask this to burnout celebrities. We ask this to people who do very high-risk behaviors. And we ask a very simple question, was it worth it? And the obvious answer, 99% of the time, is probably not. And the only reason we ask this is not because we care about that person, but most of the time, we ask this question simply because it makes ourselves feel better about where we are. Now, here's the problem. And this is what I want to pose. This is the question I pose today. And I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Was it worth it? And no, you're probably looking at yourself, I'm not a druggie. I'm not a burnout. I don't do any bad things. I wasn't thrown in jail. My question is, most people, when they're about to die, have a lot of regrets for most of the things they haven't done. Because what people regret are the things that they never tried or attempted. And my question is, was it worth it? Was it worth it to play it safe and sound? Was it worth it for you to not go after those things? Now, I'm not telling you to go out and do a bunch of cocaine. I'm not telling you to go out and rob a bank. What I'm asking you is, why haven't you gone after that business that you said you were going to do? Why haven't you written that book that you said you were going to write? Why haven't you gotten in the gym and do the things that you wanted to do with your body? Why have you not traveled to those countries that you wanted to go to? Why haven't you done the things that you said you were going to do? And then when you get to the end of your life and you're like, man, I wish I would have. Hopefully you remember this conversation and this question, if I'm alive at that point, and I ask you, was it worth it? Was it worth it to play it safe and sound? They say the illness of stillness is regret. Let me repeat that. The illness of stillness is regret. That sick feeling of not doing things is because most of the time we don't move. We don't do the things that we say that we're going to do. And I got just a simple question. Was it worth it? It's easy to judge druggies and guys in prison and people who go after it. But the funny thing is we never ask Warren Buffett, was it worth it? We never ask The Rock, was it worth it? We never ask people who go after big things and big dreams and big ideals, was it worth it? And we don't ask people who live in regret and have done nothing, was it worth it? So those are my thoughts for the day. Was it worth it? Was it worth it to play it safe and sound? Was it worth it to enjoy the illness of stillness? Was it worth it to hold on to regret? Was it worth it to play scared? I don't know. Look in the mirror and ask you, answer that for yourself. This has been the voice of dissent, bringing you a little bit of truth from the other side of the coin. Have a great day.